I'm Rodney Williams.
And I'm Travis Holloway. Welcome to the Wealth Break Podcast, a real conversation about finance.
Let's be honest, building wealth doesn't look the same for everyone.
I feel like sometimes being broke is a cycle and that we might have to revisit that.
And we're not stopping at success stories.
What happens when it doesn't go right? How do you cope with it?
Because wealth isn't just about money. It's about creating a life where you thrive and help others do the same.
Listen to the Wealth Break Podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
We all deserve some yay in our day. So say hello to Hello. Hello makes oral and personal care products that add wonder to your routine, like a toothpaste that makes brushing fun for kids. It's called Unicorn Sparkle Toothpaste. It tastes like rainbows and sunshine, works brilliantly, and it's fun. So it's pretty much magic. And for the adults, Hello Anti-Plaque and Whitening Toothpaste, which is just as good without the unicorns. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.
I'm Rodney Williams.
And I'm Travis Holloway. Welcome to the Wealth Break Podcast, a real conversation about finance.
Let's be honest. Building wealth doesn't look the same for everyone.
I feel like sometimes being broke is a cycle and that we might have to revisit that.
And we're not stopping at success stories.
What happens when it doesn't go right? How do you cope with it?
Because wealth isn't just about money. It's about creating a life where you thrive and help others do the same.
Listen to the Wealth Break Podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, did a sole survivor of a tragic accident receive a message from those who perished?
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You are about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. If you like the show, support us. Become an extra podcast person. With that, you get access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories. A brand new EPP bonus episode produced for you every single week exclusively for our EPP members. Our ebook, our audiobook, advanced episodes, and all of it, no commercials, no ads. It's all ad-free. So you can get rid of the ads if you like the show. You can start binging away. Two places to go. You can go to patreon.com/realghoststories or our website directly at ghostpodcast.com. And with that, you can sign up there and get access to all the same stuff. So whatever you prefer. Patreon's got the nice app and all that. Very convenient. But whatever you like. It's Tony and Harper with you on today's episode of the program.
My dog just puked on the floor. It might be blood, bodies, or bones. Possibly a kidney.
That's nice. You made a little jingle for him puking on the floor.
Yes.
Well, I think he's doing better. I just cleaned it up. Now the room smells a lot like Lysol.
It smells like chemicals. Like chemicals.
Yeah, but I guess it's better than the smell that emitted from him just before.
I know. It smelled like a complete fart. Yeah.
It really did. And Harper even asked me on the air in our last episode we were recording, Dad, did you fart on the air? It's no shame from this child. It's like the other day, like, it is incredible what I'm doing. And did you fart? And I'm just going to say, whatever comes across my mind, there's no filter.
We also just got back from Barnes & Noble.
That's usually not like a point of excitement. That's usually like,
yay, Barnes & Noble. I'm excited.
We just got back from Barnes & Noble.
Yeah. I got some serial killer books.
Yeah.
And me. She did. Yep. Yep. Me being your child. So,
there you go. Hey, we have a new video series that me and Harper are on that we're putting out. So our social media channels. Check it out. It's called Dad, Daughter, and the Dead. Yes, It's the three D's, I guess. It is the three.
Dead. Yeah.
Dad, daughter, and the dead. So what we do is we go visit locations that have ghost stories, you know, haunting histories, things like that.
Explore.
And we tell the story as we explore. And
joke around.
You get our banter. And then then you get Harper kind of popping out of corners and things like that. And
saying hilarious things.
Yeah. It's fun. We just started doing it one day on a whim. And it's like, okay, we got to do this like with the better equipped, because I just did it on my phone one day. And then it's like the next day I'm buying a GoPros and all sorts of stuff to really produce this thing up.
You have a mosquito on your face.
No, I don't. And that she did that the other day on camera too, and then slapped me. It was great. Anyway, check it out. It's you can get the full long form if you want to watch it all. They're about, you know, 15, 20 minutes or so on YouTube. Also on Facebook and our Instagram, all of those have the full cut. If you want to kind of absorb it in pieces and just kind of, when you can, check out our TikTok on this. It's at Dad, Daughter, and Dead. And subscribe over there. We'd really appreciate it if you subscribe wherever you know that works for you. But please TikTok as well. We're really trying to get that that channel over there growing of our antics.
We already have like 109 followers, Dad.
Well, that's with I just started the channel with less than 24 hours ago. So by the time this airs in about 2 or 3 weeks,
we might have like,
I don't know,
a couple thousand.
We'll see.
I don't know.
I don't know. But please check it out. Dad, Daughter, and Dead. If you enjoy this on the air, you're going to love it. It's very animated. She's just the cartoon character you picture she is.
Have fun, people.
In fact, she's very much the cartoon character. It's a lot like that Paula Abdul video in the 80s that she dances around with the cat. Harper's like that in the videos. It's really kind of amazing.
I even have a cat.
And I even dress like Paula Abdul. So it's very weird. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. Let's go to our first letter today. It says, my name is Belen. Been waiting to write in my story for quite some time, but have not had the chance. Been listening to your podcast for about 3 months now, and I have to say all these stories have intrigued me. To give a little background, I was born and raised and still currently reside in San Antonio, Texas, a major city with a lot of character to it. I'm Hispanic, like most of the people living in this old, beautiful city. Growing up, urban legends and stories have always been told normally. Stories like La Llorona, or a woman who says she danced with the devil at a local bar in west side of S.A., so at a young age, ghosts and the paranormal have always piqued my interest. I also like to mention that my parents are not the type of parents to dismiss the paranormal, because they too have experienced supernatural things. My experiences started when I was young, but like I said, I love paranormal and ghosts, so it never scared me. It was not just ghosts anymore. It was something more demonic. I know what you're thinking. This chick is crazy. Yes, maybe I am. These occurrences started when on my 15th birthday. I was at a house party with my much older cousins. I started drinking at an early age like most teens would do. I was intoxicated just like everyone else at the party. Things happened and a big fight broke out and the host kicked everyone out. The street was a party. It was on a west side of the street and everyone was parked on both sides. I was walking in front of my cousin and turned to see her walking back to the lawn of the house. I went to follow and that was when I was hit by a car. Heard the reaction of every witness to the accident. I was rolling off the hood of this car. The driver then took off running me over and dragging me 200 feet down the street. I just wanted to mention I was conscious the entire time and luckily did not suffer head trauma. I did break more than 25 bones and had to stay in the hospital for 3 weeks. That is when I started being followed by a demonic entity. I was vulnerable and near death, so I think that's what attracted it. My experiences started with sleep paralysis, the hospital, a few nights at a time. I never really knew what sleep paralysis was, and I thought it was because I was in various pain medications, and they were just hallucinogenics for my PTSD, but I was wrong. I began having sleep paralysis daily. It was normal to me. It goes to the point where I could fight them off before they occurred. That was until one night it got physical. I was home alone and I was having sleep paralysis. In this dream, a demon-looking thing was standing over me, pinning me down, and then it proceeded to scratch me all over my body. I finally woke up and felt a stinging pain in my back. My parents came home, and without telling my mom what I experienced, she came and felt off. She said her head was hurting, knew something was wrong. I asked her to look at my back, and she worriedly said, "What the hell happened? What did you do?" I have three big scratch marks. That's when I told her about what happened to me. She told me that's because I watch a lot of horror, and I invite these things in. She may be right, or this thing had attached itself to me. I was never really scared of it, so the sleep paralysis may not have then been as frequent. I still have paranormal experiences, but I think it's because I'm just sensitive. A lot more stories that I'll write or call in. Sorry if this is long. It was a lot to explain. That's my story. I want to add a little insight from another caller. Her name is Summer. She calls and talks about something her and her family experienced, about them hearing or seeing each other. That is what you call a mimic. From what I've heard, a mimic is a demonic entity that portrays itself as people you know or people around you. I think she should be careful and try not to encourage it. That's what I think. Anyways, thank you for the podcast. It's the best one out there. Love you guys. Have a great day.
Well, that's a demon.
The mimic? What was in the first part of the story?
The story.
Okay. How so?
I don't know. Because the scratch marks on her back. Mm-hmm. And the sleep paralysis kind of got all out of the control. And how it all started on her 18th birthday. It sounds like a horror movie. Like, seriously. And on her 18th birthday, she got hit by a car.
A car that she didn't see coming.
And yet dragged her for 2 to 3 miles.
It was too late this fall. ABC Family presents My Fair Demon. The wacky comedy about a woman and a demon and the wonderful friendship they form.
And their love for each other.
Don't miss it. ABC's Family, My Fair Demon. There you go.
Yeah, there you go.
855-853-4802, our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. If you're listening to this, it's almost Halloween. And we are going to, tentatively, here's the plan. Halloween night, once everything is kind of calmed down and we've done our thing with candy and such. So I don't know, 9:10, just watch the internets. I'll post it up there. We'll do a live Real Ghost Stories Online episode here where you can call in and share your real ghost stories live on the air. We'll stream it through Facebook as long as it's working on our Facebook channel. And it'll be fun. It'll be a real cool way to spend Halloween. Kind of a tradition that we've been doing here at the show for, well, since it started. And I've been doing on the radio prior to that, well, since I was about 14. So it's year number, for the show, I think like 8 or 9. But for me, it's like, I don't know, 25, 26 or something.
I was about to say, like, after the whole, like, recording thing, mm-hmm. Can you and me watch a whole bunch of horror movies?
I think that watching a bunch of horror movies would be really fun, although it is technically a school night. So, you know, it would be a real tragedy if you were, you came under the weather the next day and, but you still had to watch those horror movies and eat a lot of candy and celebrate the best night of the year.
Yeah, and also...
I'm not saying that will happen or anything like that, but that'd be a real shame.
That'd be a real shame.
855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. Next letter says, hi, my name is Michelle and I'm from St. Joseph, Missouri. I've not listened in a while, but I used to faithfully and just recently pick back up on episodes to catch up on what all I have missed. So back in December 2020, I had a friend that I have not talked to in a while. She passed away. She was in a bad car wreck. It was 4 women in the car and a baby. All the women died. The 2-year-old was the only survivor. Fast forward 19 days from the accident, one evening, my boyfriend was at work. It was like 6:30 p.m. and I was cleaning around the house. I had already taken my afternoon nap, so I was not tired by any means. I had my stereo blasting and was in a groove. I also had dinner going. Suddenly, I feel so tired, like something zapped every bit of my energy. I had felt if I needed to, that I just needed to lay down. So I go to my bedroom, turn the music down, sit on the edge of my bed. I grab my phone, and next thing I know, I'm asleep. I'm asleep now. I open my eyes in my sleep. I'm in a field of grass, and it's tall, like to my knees tall. The grass is so green, it's so bright here, but I do not see the sun anywhere. Then I hear my name being called, Michelle, and I look straight ahead, and there is my friend who died recently. I spot her, and she waves to me, Michelle, need to talk to you. She's standing next to an Earth home, like the hobbits live in, if you have ever seen the Lord of the Rings. It had grass grown all over it. It had a door, no windows or anything, just the door. First thing out of my mouth was, where the hell are we? And it echoes. Next thing I know, it's standing right next to her. And she says, oh, someplace it was made for me a long time ago. And she invites me in. I was not scared at all. I walk in, shut the door behind me. The room we walk into looks exactly like I dream of Genie's bottle room. It's a big circle room with a circle couch that goes all the way around every bit of the room with a coffee table in the center. She walks in, puts her foot on the table and says, he set you up. It startled me. I said, who did? And she repeated the same thing. She says, I seen it. I asked her again, who did? I woke up immediately because I had to pee so bad. I went to pee and realized I had to look at the clock, and it was already 10 o'clock at night. Thank God my son is older and finished dinner on his own. I felt so damn tired I could barely walk back to my room, but I did. I laid right down, closed my eyes here, and opened them right back there. You know how women like to go to the bathroom together when we're out for dinner at the bar? Well, I opened my eyes there. I was coming out of the bathroom, and she was standing there waiting on me. I remember feeling goosebumps on my arms, as I somehow knew this was not just a dream. She looked at me so seriously in my eyes. She pointed at me and said, follow me. The way she said, follow me, I knew she meant do not go off anywhere where I can't protect you. So follow me. Which I did. When we came out of the bathroom, we were in a brightly lit cave. It looked exactly like the Kansas City caves. We walked probably about 50 feet. And right through the door on the right, we're now back in the dream of Genie room. She sits down and says, he set you up. He's not who he says he is. And I asked who, and I woke up. It's now 3 a.m. Sat out of bed. Lights were on, still there. I felt her there. I told her I loved her and thanked her. Within a few minutes, I did not feel her anymore. I looked in the mirror and I was so pale, which I tan twice a week, so I have a decent tan. I knew she had really seen me. To warn me. She gives me goosebumps and makes my hair stand up to this day. The part that really gets to me is waking up, going to pee, and going right back to that dimension she took me to. Still do not know who or what she was talking about. Maybe someday I'll find out.
Well, maybe it's like about the husband.
I think you'd be starting to wonder about every he in your life at that moment in time. So I don't know. I mean, without, you know, digging in or having any other information, it's pretty much impossible to tell.
Yeah.
So I guess that's up to her to maybe have her suspicions of who or what, but it's not alluded to anywhere in the story.
Yeah.
But that it would be an ominous thing to get. And that is an interesting one where she had the dream, got up, went to the bathroom, and then jumped right back into it. And for it to be that vivid of a dream. I have dreams where I end up jumping back into it, but they're just like horrible, monotonous, like nightmare dreams where it's, and not like nightmare, like as in scary, ooh, but like just
like
I'm in a radio station and we're playing music on two CD players and there's no computers. It's all playing them on, you know, press play. And then like one of the CD players breaks. And I only have one CD player. And, you know, you got to play songs back to back, but you got to, like, take the thing out of the player, push it back in, and you got to find time to talk about something every time you're doing that as you're doing this. And then, like, both of them break, and then the buttons don't work on the board, and there's dead air. Those are, like, my nightmare dreams. Or I can't get my locker open in high school. Those are, like, the ones where I go get up, go to the bathroom, come back, and then I'm back in that dream.
I don't ever like get the good dreams where I'm like, oh, this is a great dream. I'm going to come back to that and go back and like, no.
For me, those dreams are like when I'm like eating something delicious.
Can you taste in your dreams?
Kind of.
I can't. I can't taste in my dreams. I'd say maybe in all of my dreamings, in all of my dreamings, child, I think I maybe had like one or two times where I woke up going, oh my God, I think I actually could taste that.
Yeah. Yeah. I can taste things in my dreams. That's why I always, that's why I always choose to eat ice cream.
I want that skill because that was always a very disappointing thing to me.
I can also smell things.
Really? Seriously?
Yeah.
Like, you, really?
Yeah. I'm a deep sleeper.
Wow. I like smell and taste. I've never been able to pick up in a dream. But I maybe smell a little more than taste. Certainly. I remember being so frustrating because I like food. And as you know, I like to cook and all that stuff. And I always have dreams of like going to like a really great restaurant and I'm so excited I'm there. And then the food comes and I taste it and it tastes like nothing.
And then
I start to go and like, I'm like, what's going on? And I still don't realize I'm dreaming. And then I'm like, oh, wait a second. I don't think I'm in New York City right now. Like, I really had no plans to come here. I don't know why I'm like suddenly at this restaurant in New York. Oh, crap. This is a dream. And then like, once I realize that, I'm like, well, I guess I can do anything I want.
Want to hear something?
So then I'll go and like start turning tables over and things like that and just like throwing glassware. And then I wake up. But it's like once I have, I just hope I'm like never an old person and like have that moment in reality or I'm like, oh, it's a must be a dream. Like suddenly like McDonald's is like escorted out. Like he said he was in a dream and he started drinking from the soda fountain and pouring ketchup all over his body.
Wait. So, and I forgot what I was going to say. I was going to say was just like, I usually have dreams of just like you and me at the house. It's usually like an evening where you are cooking. It's always nice. It's always like one of my favorite dishes, like crab or crab legs. Mm-hmm. So like I'll head downstairs and you're always like making something delicious. So I'll be smelling it. And then once it's there, I'll be tasting it. And it's just like, am I in a dream? Oh yeah. And also I have some dreams where I like will like walk around saying like, I'm in a dream.
Wow. So you taste the food. Does it taste normal?
Yeah.
Okay. That's good.
Tastes awesome.
I wish I dreamed like that. I really do.
I know, but like seriously, like there will be like my best friend like right next to me in a dream. Mm-hmm. And I'll be there just like, we're in a dream right now. Hope you know that.
Do you guys like have a conversation?
Yeah.
And you guys like have never like gotten on the bus and been like, I saw you in our dream last night.
She doesn't usually like ride my bus in the morning.
Or you when you get to see her in the morning?
No, not usually.
Okay, good. Because that would be creepy.
That'd be awesome.
Where you're like, oh yeah, remember when I had the dream last night? Oh yeah. And you just like to start like communicating about what happened in the dream. Because you're like simultaneously. Now that would be an unsolved mystery. We could probably bring Robert Stack back from the grave to cover that one.
Or, yeah, probably.
That would be amazing. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. Let's go to a caller. Hi, you are on the air.
Hi, my name is Juliet, and my story is about my parents' old house. When I was younger, I would like see like a figure in my room and talk to her. I knew it was a girl. I don't know why. I don't know how, but I would talk to her. And then when I was younger, like I would hear these noises in my house when I was home alone. This was throughout we lived there from when I was a baby until 20 some years old. And I would hear doors shut upstairs, people walking or something walking upstairs when I was downstairs. I would keep all the lights on when I was home alone. I just never wanted to be home alone. I did not feel right in that house. And the one in my room, like, I didn't feel weird about that, but, like, in my basement, I just felt like something was always watching me. And anyway, so upstairs, you would hear, like, doors close and, like, footsteps. And then if you were upstairs, you would hear cabinets closing downstairs or doors closing, and no one was there. And I would turn on all the lights, keep them on. I couldn't stand it. And I never said anything to my parents until I was like older. And I said something like, did somebody like possibly die in our house? Like a girl, did a girl die? And my mom goes, well, the people that owned our house before us, the daughter either overdosed or killed herself. And she was just really weirded out that I said something. And then I ended up saying something to my brother's girlfriend because she was really into ghost stories and she would walk in graveyards and stuff and whatever. So I ended up saying something to her. And then she was like telling me that my brother felt some weird presence in our basement and he just always hated our basement and he felt like there was a presence in our house too. And he was too afraid to tell anybody. So I don't know. I don't know. I've tried to look into the history of the house and I haven't really found any, I haven't been able to find anything, but I do know that the girl did die and it was just super weird that I knew that a girl died in our house. She didn't seem scary to me, but my mom did have these creepy antique dolls that just had real human hair and they just always looked like they were watching you. And I didn't know if it was like that was freaking me out or I was just, I don't know, but yeah, it was definitely an interesting experience growing up. And I have one more. I went to England. My cousins live in England and we went to visit them for a month and we went through like a 400 and some year old graveyard. It was just me, my mom and my aunt walking through and I turned to the right and I saw like a dark figure walking and it was daylight. It was a dark figure and then it was just gone. And I just wanted to get the hell out of there. It was not right. And then on that same trip, we were standing on the outside of this. There was this river separating you from this like abandoned building. And it like we my brothers were outside, like we were all outside. And then all of a sudden, this bell started ringing inside of this abandoned building that was like no one was in it because my brothers were just exploring it and came out and there was no one in there. So it was just super creepy. Yeah. So if you wanted a haunted experience, go to England for sure. Other than that, I really enjoy listening to the show and talk to you later.
Hey Dad, When are we going to take a trip to England?
When there aren't travel restrictions. So it may be a little minute or two, but I'd like to go in and check out those places. I've never been over there.
I'd like to see Big Ben.
Okay. Yeah, I think it'd be fun. And there's a lot of haunting places over there to visit. We actually have a lot of listeners over there, too. So we could probably end up doing like a live show at a location, which I think would be really fun to do in another country. That would really kind of blow my mind. Yeah, I mean, it's amazing to me, you know, here, I'm like, really? You wanted to come and see us and talk to us?
Seriously, we're in England.
Anyway, 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. Remember, Halloween nights, check our Facebook page for all the times and such, because we're going to try and do a live version of the program on Halloween night over there. Let's do one more call. Hi.
Hey, Brucey. My name is Justin. I got a couple of stories for you. Got a few, actually. First story, last year for my birthday, I happened to go into Vegas, and Vegas had their Titanic Museum. Well, I went in there clear-headed, wasn't thinking about anything. And in the middle of the exhibit, I had this all of a sudden urge to want to cry. I've never had that happen before. I just figured that was very odd. And I'm going through the exhibit looking at the different artifacts, and I've heard a few people say that they went to this museum or the other museum sites and they've had the same experience, but I've never had that experience before, and thought that was pretty cool and pretty odd. But just that feeling of getting choked up in the back of your throat, that was just very weird to me. Another experience that I've had, I'm too from Wichita, and I have visited Thorosis Bridge. And I've been there twice, actually. And the very first time I went there, I actually parked just before driving on the bridge. And when I was walking onto the bridge, I felt like it was a hand or something on my chest, like preventing me from walking. And the more that I pushed through that force, it was like the harder I couldn't walk. I finally pushed through that force like somebody just let me go. And I'm sitting there on the bridge, and suddenly I heard the baby cry off in the distance in the woods. And I've heard multiple people have actually experienced the baby cry too. It didn't sound like an animal. I know an animal when I hear one, and that was no animal. I believe I have another experience, but I will call back at a later date. Thank you. Love you guys. Little Harper, you crack my shit up. You are hilarious. Tony, love you guys. Thank you. Bye.
The Titanic ones with the literal piece, the one in Vegas, it has a literal side of the ship.
Yeah, it does.
When I'm old enough to go to Vegas, that's going to have to be a nice big old pit stop.
Yeah, let's hope that it's the hotel that it's in it's kind of been on the chopping block for a while. So let's hope it's still around when you're that old. You can probably actually go to that right now if we went there. But there's just not, they tried to make Vegas a family-friendly place in the 90s, and that failed miserably. So it's not a place, if we went, there's not much we could do. But exploring the desert and some of the other areas would be kind of fun to do.
Yeah, I'd go to the desert.
And go check out the dam and everything. And
that's why it's called Las Vegas, because it's in the middle of a desert.
We can go to the pawn shop. I've done that. That's the Pawn Stars on History Channel. I don't even know, because this child that doesn't watch
I don't want
television that way. So
I watch horror movies.
Yep. Yeah.
And other stuff.
But there's no channel flipping for you.
Yeah. I like my demand.
Yeah, it's the only world you know in that. So anyway.
Yeah.
But that's kind of I don't know. Maybe there's more, and I'm just I probably all is, but anyway, someone can correct me if you'd like to. That's going to wrap up today's episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you like the show, keep us on the air. Become an extra podcast person. EPP, ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. And help keep us on the air and get access to the bonus episodes, advanced episodes, all of it there for you. Help us, and we greatly appreciate it. Until next time, for Harper and all of us at Real Ghost Stories Online, good night.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
I'm Rodney Williams.
And I'm Travis Holloway. Welcome to the Wealth Break Podcast, a real conversation about finance.
Let's be honest. Building wealth doesn't look the same for everyone.
I feel like sometimes being broke is a cycle and that we might have to revisit that.
And we're not stopping at success stories.
What happens when it doesn't go right? How do you cope with it?
Because wealth isn't just about money.
It's about creating a life where you thrive and help others do the same.
Listen to the Wealth Break podcast on the iHeartRadio app,
I'm Rodney Williams.
And I'm Travis Holloway. Welcome to the Wealth Break Podcast, a real conversation about finance.
Let's be honest. Building wealth doesn't look the same for everyone.
I feel like sometimes being broke is a cycle and that we might have to revisit that.
And we're not stopping at success stories.
What happens when it doesn't go right? How do you cope with it?
Because wealth isn't just about money. It's about creating a life where you thrive and help others do the same.
Listen to the Wealth Break podcast on the iHeartRadio app,
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own. Surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.